Ave Maria and welcome to Marian's Shrines of the World. Montserrat, whose name means Sawn Mountain, is a rugged mountain not far from Barcelona and home of one of the most popular pilgrim destinations in Spain, the Shrine of Our Lady of Montserrat, located near the top of the 4,000-foot mountain. And this is the focus of today's episode of Marian's Shrines of the World. According to tradition, the statue of the Black Virgin of Montserrat was carved by St. Luke around 50 AD and was eventually brought to Spain by St. Ettore, Bishop of Barcelona, in the early 8th century when Saracen infidels invaded Spain. The Christians of Barcelona heroically defended it for 3 years until defeat appeared imminent. In the year 718, knowing that they could hold out no longer, they decided to take their treasured image of Our Lady to a secret safe place. Quietly, with the knowledge of the bishop and the governor of the city, a group brought the statue to Montserrat, placing it in a small cave. Even though the location of the statue was eventually forgotten, the people of Barcelona never forgot the holy image. Then, in 890, shepherd boys from a village at the foot of Montserrat were tending their flocks at night and were surprised by lights and the sound of singing coming from the mountain. When this happened once again, they reported the situation to their priest, who looked into the matter. He too heard the singing and saw the mysterious lights. So he reported this to the Bishop of Manresa, who also witnessed the same occurrences. At last, the statue of Our Lady was discovered in the cave and brought out and placed in a small church that was soon built. The bishop suggested that the statue be moved to Manresa, only a few miles away, but it became so heavy it could not be lifted. Thus, the Virgin Mary had indicated her desire to stay at Montserrat. By the 9th century, there were 4 chapels on Montserrat, of which only one remained, St. Alcisalo's, which is in the monastery garden. In the 11th century, the abbot bishop Olibar founded a monastery on the mountain of Montserrat next to one of the chapels. Many miracles were reported through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary at Montserrat. According to historians, it was then in the 12th century that the statue of the Madonna and the Child was made, which still presides over the monastery. The statue soon earned widespread fame as numerous miracles were associated with the intercession of the Black Virgin of Montserrat. The image is in an alcove behind the main altar. It can be reached by climbing decorated stairs to the side of the church. The stairs lead to a large room which is directly behind the alcove where the statue is enthroned. This large room is called Camarín de la Virgen, the Chamber of the Virgin. A large number of people can fit in the space to pray beside the throne of the Blessed Mother. The pilgrim cannot touch the image, however, since it is protected by a glass. Carved in wood, the statue is in a sitting position and measures slightly over 3 feet in height. In Romanesque style, the figure is slender, with an elongated face and a delicate expression. The dress of the Virgin consists of a tunic and cloak, both gilded and plain in design, which is draped. Beneath the crown is a veil adorned with stars, squares and stripes in subtle shades of colour. The right hand of the Virgin holds a sphere, while the other is extended in a graceful gesture. The Child Jesus sits on his mother's lap and also wears a crown and lovely garments. His right hand is raised in blessing. His left hand holds an object that resembles a large pine cone. A cushion serves as the Madonna's footrest. She is seated upon a chair that has large legs and whose back is topped with cone-shaped finials. The statue is highly revered. not only as a religious treasure, but also because of its artistic value. It is almost completely gilded, save the face and hands of both Our Lady and the child Jesus, and his feet also. Unlike many old statues, which are black because of the kind of wood or the effects of the original paint, the dark colour of Our Lady of Montserrat is attributed to the innumerable candles and lamps used in its veneration. Because of this dark colour, it is affectionately called La Moreneta, the dark little one. Thus, the Virgin of Montserrat is classified among what are referred to as the Black Madonnas. Benedictine settled in the monastery hundreds of years ago and still maintain the sanctuary and provide hospitality to the steady stream of pilgrims who go there. The number of historical figures connected to the sanctuary or who have visited it, including one of its hermits, Bernard Boyle, who accompanied Christopher Columbus to the New World, thus becoming the first missionary to America. Many of the first missionary churches in Mexico, Chile, and Peru were dedicated to Our Lady of Montserrat. One of Montserrat's first abbots became Julius II, the Renaissance Pope, for whom Michelangelo worked. Emperor Charles V and Philip II of Spain both died with blessed candles from the sanctuary in their hands. King Louis XIV of France had intercessory prayers said at Montserrat for the Queen Mother, and Emperor Ferdinand III of Austria made generous financial gifts to the monastery. All the kings of Spain prayed at the shrine, as did Cardinal Roncalli, who later became Pope John XXIII. Some of the saints who visited there were St. Peter Belasco, St. Raymond of Penafort, St. Vincent Ferrier, St. Francis Borgia, St. Aloysius Gonzaga, St. Joseph Calasantius, St. Anthony Mary Claret, and St. Ignatius of Loyola, who upon his recovery from battle wounds visited the Benedictine Monastery of Montserrat on the March the 25th, the Feast of the Annunciation in the year 1522, where he laid down his military outfit and equipment before the image and spent the night in prayer. Then he led a period of asceticism in nearby Manresa before later founding the Society of Jesus, the Jesuits. He subsequently made annual pilgrimages to the shrine. Due to the great number of pilgrims that flocked to Montserrat throughout the Middle Ages, the monastery was enlarged from its original humble size. In 1592, the Grand Basilica of Montserrat was consecrated. In the late 18th century, almost the entire sanctuary was destroyed during the Napoleonic invasion, but due to the widespread devotion to the shrine, it was soon restored. In 1881, Pope Leo XIII proclaimed Our Lady of Montserrat the patron saint of Catalonia. The monastery of Montserrat is home to about 80 monks who welcome visitors and invite them to participate in their daily celebration of Mass and recitation of the Liturgy of the Hours. The basilica, next to the monastery, also holds one of the monastery's most noted attractions, the 50-member Escolania, one of the oldest and most renowned boys' choirs in Europe, dating from the 13th century. The sound of singing continues at Montserrat. The pilgrims continue coming and the prayers continue to be heard. As one historian wrote, "In all ages, the sinful, the suffering, the sorrowful have laid their woes at the feet of Our Lady of Montserrat, and none have ever gone away and unheard of or unaided. Our Lady always hears our prayers. Love her as Jesus loved her. She is our mother and knows what's best for us. Our Lady of Montserrat, pray for us. Ave Maria."